in conjunction with Dan Does Extreme, I'm sharing another story with you circa about 1999. I had been dune bugging in Cabo San Lucas with my two sons. I was involved in a very severe accident where I shattered my collarbone, collapsed my lungs, punctured my liver, amongst other things, and was bleeding seriously internally. And the message I told my oldest son, Dan Jr., at the time was, whatever you do, don't let me go unconscious. So every time I passed out, my son would slap me, and my younger son, Derek, said, are you fucking crazy? Dad's would come out of the grave to choke you if he knew you were slapping him. Anyway, so I struggled for a couple of days, couldn't get out of the country. And part of the reason I needed to get out of the country is that I had an appointment with Klaus Kleinfeld, who is now the CEO of NEOM, the $500 billion mega city of the future in Frankfurt, Germany. And I finally got out of the country to the United States. I got patched up the best I could in Mexico, but then I got patched up better in the United States. Another story is where they had to re-break my collarbone because they didn't set it correctly, or they tried to set it so I could travel, I should say, not incorrectly. And I wind up in Frankfurt, Germany, and I'm picked up by Vinica, who is my longtime assistant, who's still with me, that pulled out of retirement to help me with expanded seminar and QLA business. And she pushes me into a lobby of a very posh hotel in Frankfurt. And Klaus was standing there. As I recall, the managing partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers, and there may have been one other gentleman there, but I can't remember. And I'm slumped over in the wheelchair, and I had a space blanket on, one of those silver things that they put to retain your heat. My head is leaning over on my crushed clavicle, which is your collarbone, and Klaus utters the famous words, "What the hell are you doing here? What's wrong with you? What happened?" And I said that I told you that I'd be here, and as he knew then, someone was 20 years ago, and I preached to you kids, unless I'm dead or in a coma, I'm fucking there. And at the time, I wasn't thinking about expanding my comfort zone. At the time, although it obviously did, because traveling in that condition and then being wheeled in a wheelchair. And to answer Klaus, Vinica had to pull me by the ear to straighten up my head because I couldn't talk properly because my chin was slopped up, slunched over. But being out of your comfort zone as many times as I have is part of the reason I am who I am today. Thank you.